Frantic, written by Catherine Howell and read by Caroline Lee. "I'm so sorry about your wife and baby," Sophie said. Out on the street, a man in a suit approached them, looking to where Mick lay, his hands out in a placating manner. But Sawyer growled, and the man backed off. Behind him, people stared and got out of their cars in the developing gridlock. In the distance, sirens wailed. "You killed them!" "Okay, slow down and think. He's drunk, but he's still a doctor." Sophie said, "We did everything possible. You saw that." "You let them die!" The thought of the cold, still baby blurred her vision. "We tried to resuscitate your baby, and we gave Julie as much fluid as we could."
"I told you they had to go to hospital."
"I'm sorry, but I explained at the time why we couldn't move any earlier," she said. "Do you remember me saying that?" He held onto the steering wheel with one hand, the back of the seat with the other. He wore the same grey trousers and white shirt. His eyes were bleary and he looked wobbly, as if she could shove him hard in the chest and make him fall out of the ambulance. But he might land on Mick, and to shove him meant getting within reach of his grasp. The sirens drew closer. His fingers dug into the seat cushion.
"You killed them, and now I'm going to kill you."
She'd heard that kind of threat before. "Look," she said. Then Sawyer disappeared, tackled from behind so suddenly that even Sophie yelped in fright. One second he was there, the next he was gone. She scrambled through the cabin to get out and saw him kicking on the roadway under three uniformed police officers, shouting,
"She killed them! She killed them!"
More police joined the fracas. Sophie crouched beside Mick on the road. He blinked and tried to see past her. "Are you okay?" she said.
"I think so."
There was a bruise and a swelling on his left cheek. She helped him sit up against the wheel and he felt his stomach gingerly.
"I can't believe I let him hit me twice."
"You were hardly expecting it." Sophie palpated the back of his neck. "Any pain or tenderness there?" He shook his head.
"I'm fine."
"You are almost knocked out and it's workers' comp. You should go to hospital."
He got to his feet. "It's okay."
"What if you have a cerebral bleed and die during the night?"
"Joe knows how to dial 000. Idiot."
Mick watched Sawyer being hauled to his feet. His hands were cuffed behind his back and mucus ran from his nose as he sobbed.